Verulam Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. And I tell you what, Verulam Sport Podcasting is going international because on the line, we're very lucky to be joined by the man we refer to as the daddy of the Centurions, our local rugby league team, who, if you can recall, claimed their first bit of silverware in nine seasons. They were on the cusp of a league and cup double. It was an amazing campaign. But to remind us all about that, to talk rugby league in general, and also to just encourage us to keep involved in this challenging time with the Centurions, it's the daddy himself from Zimbabwe. Simba, welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. How are you?
I'm really good, Tony, mate. Enjoying the sunshine. A little bit chilly over here now. And in Zimbabwe, when it gets to 20 degrees, everyone thinks it's too cold to go out with a T-shirt. So there you go.
I tell you what, it's a different world. Goodness me, but what is great to be talking with you again. Lots to discuss. Before we kind of drill into all kinds of things, I just want you to take a moment to remind us of last season. Because 9 years with nothing, 9 years of soul-searching and pressure and just even wondering what is it all about, to one of the most dramatic games of rugby league that I'm sure anybody can ever remember, in a game that's... frankly, Hollywood wouldn't accept as a storyboard. But, you know, bit of silverware, dreams of a league and cup double were alive. What a campaign. Remind us all about it, Simba.
Hey, listen, it was an absolutely fantastic campaign. Really proud of what the boys did last season to a man. Unfortunately, we didn't manage to do the double. But look, we've got a monkey off our back. We won our first bit of silverware in 9 years, as you said. And I think it's given us a real, you know, belief going forward. You know, there's a real buzz around the club, a lot of energy, and a lot of enthusiasm, and a lot of people, you know, talking about Centurions again, which hadn't happened for a very long time. So from my point of view, that piece of silverware, what it's done, it's gone beyond the actual pitch itself. It's given us a lot of impetus within the community. And a lot of inquiries of people wanting to join, you know, the Centurions and, you know, participate in this great game of rugby league. So, do you know what? If the message is, you know, let's spread the sport and, you know, let's give everyone a chance to participate. I'm really happy to be proud to be a Centurion again this season, and long may it continue.
Simba, love that. Always, you are an ambassador for the great sport of rugby league. Rugby league, of course, stronghold in the north. Here in the south, it's always kind of second fiddle to union. But you guys make it clear that it's a wonderful sport. And why wouldn't you want to get involved with the Centurions? Winners and a wonderful family ethos to boot. We'll build up to that. But just take us back super quickly now, because again, always, you understand, Simba, as a man who is instilling a winning culture, it's about not resting on one's laurels. It's about building up and moving on. But maybe people listening to this for the first time encountering you, we talk epics sometimes. And I know I'm a sports broadcaster prone to hyperbole like they all are. But I mean, epic is the only word I think that's appropriate in that game. A 30-28 victory. A game which was won, remind us, by a guy who had the eye of the tiger glint in his eyes, who had never previously kicked a ball in his life. Take us back to that moment, because I'm still struggling to believe it.
Nah, it was phenomenal, to be honest with you, to be on the pitch with him that day, and to experience it and to be there when somebody, you know, says they're going to do something. And
Dominic Hearn, deliver. The chap in question, isn't it?
Dominic Hearn, the chap in question. And, you know, it's, you know, it's like anything else, you know, it's very easy to play a game when there's no pressure. There was a lot of pressure on that kick. That kick effectively won us the game. I think if we'd gone 28 all, you know, they still had a bit of juice, you know, they would have come back and, you know, would have gone to extra time and God knows what. But he looked me dead in the eye, and I just had a feeling that it was his moment. He said, I got this. Then I turned around, and I said, okay, take the kick. Didn't even watch the kick itself, just heard everyone jumping up and down, screaming. As I turned around, and I said, did he get it? I said, of course he got it. Why do you think we were jumping up and down? I was like, amazing. Oh my God, that's amazing. And then obviously you got a reset for the last couple of minutes and everything else. But look, pandemonium afterwards, but absolutely a fantastic moment, mate.
And I can imagine pandemonium in the bar afterwards. Goodness me. Credit to him.
Another show, Tony. Another
takes show. 13 indeed a squad to make these things happen. And again, a culmination of a lot of years of hard work, a lot of soul searching from a lot of people. Great. The commitments to the cause culminated then. And again, so close to a double too. What a season it was. But again, it's all about moving forwards. But a while since we've spoken, Simba, and just put us briefly in the picture, because the momentum, the impetus for the Saints is building. You can feel it. Quite a few players making representative waves. I think Joe Baker and Christian Naylor from you guys in East Rugby League team action back in October. A few others in the biggest Rugby League Nine-a-Side Festival the world over, the London Nines, getting it done. So it just again indicates, showcases what a culture it is and the successes that are being developed here in our very own mighty St. Albans through the daddies overseeing.
No, look, I mean, well, the beautiful thing about it is that, you know, guys can see a pathway, you know. You play well for the Centurions, you know, you get represented for your region. Christian Naylor has gone one better and actually represented England A as well, so which is absolutely fantastic. And then you've got, you know, a group of guys, Godson, Peter Wampamba, Strain, you know, these guys went and participated in the Nines and did very, very well. And on the back of that, Peter Wampamba Strain was actually asked to go and train with the Chargers, you know, potentially being offered a contract there. So, you know, we'll see how that unfolds. But look, there's a lot of potential, you know, within our team. I know that, you know, and I hope, you know, the guys are starting to believe that because they're going to see other people and what can be achieved if, you know, people, you know, put their minds to it and, you know, really give it a, you know, a proper good go. So yeah, listen, absolutely fantastic. Pathways there, you know, we've got great support, not only within the community, but, you know, within the rugby league community itself to kind of push the guys in the right direction where they need to be. And I think, you know, that's just going to continue. I think hopefully that's going to be a continuous trend over the next few years where you have more and more Centurions representing, you know, the region and, you know, nationally as well. I think that's absolutely fantastic.
Excellent stuff. And I'll tell you what, another aspect of this wonderful culture is sometimes we forget that it's not just the players on the pitch, it's the coaches as well, of course, and always massive respect to yourself, Simba, as we refer to you as the daddy. The referees, it's the people that make the cups of teas. But in this kind of vein, I want to shine a light on your physio, Lee McMain, who actually was assisting in that physio capacity, the Serbian Rugby League team in action against Canada. I mean, goodness me, that's that's quite a halcyon level to be achieving and looking after the fitness and well-being of the international stars.
Oh, he's absolutely fantastic. And look, you know, the fact that we've had him and he's stuck around with us for so long is, you know, credit to him, to be honest with you, because I think he could have easily have gone off and done other things. As you, you know, as you just mentioned, going off and looking after the Serbian team. You know, it's not the first time he's done this sort of thing. And I think he's off to support a South American team as well soon. So, you know, he's rugby league through and through, loves the game and will participate and support it any which way. So, you know, really good shout out there that you just mentioned there, Tony. And I think not only him, but also, you know, the guys in the background, the secretaries, you know, they've been there all the way through, you know, our chairmans, you know, all the way through, you know, supported us home and away every single game. And, you know, really thrilled that, you know, they can see a light at the end of the tunnel now that, you know, the club is definitely pushing in the right direction. So, yeah, absolutely fantastic, mate.
Yeah, perfect. And I tell you what, you are, as we've referenced, a true ambassador, as indeed everybody at the Saints is. Really great at where you get out amongst the community and really represent the wonderful sport of rugby league. Sibba, for me, I appreciate that you're also a bit of a scholar of the game of rugby league, and I really love getting your insights into things. It has been supremely challenging times for so many, but goodness me, I know the government supported the teams, which is fantastic, but Super League is coming back August the 2nd, which is great. But just talk to us briefly about the Toronto Wolf Pack. Their record's been expunged. They've basically just said, look, the overwhelming financial challenges of running a team without the ability to have the crowds and the funding and this and that accordingly has caused them to, I guess, move elsewhere or move on. In itself, an illustration of just how challenging things are. But of course, rugby league, it isn't Premier League a la football, is it? And we mustn't forget that.
No, absolutely. Listen, really sad news because I actually felt that they had gone into a new market to push the game on. So I was really happy, even though I felt it was a little bit, you know, too far, you know, being in Canada. But you want to grow your game. And the more people that are involved globally, the better our game will be exposed to a wider audience, you know. So I think, look, we need to take the lessons from it as well, you know. It's not as if, you know, a pandemic like this happens every year, okay. But I think what we need to do is make sure that whatever the situation, the clubs that we then bring into our leagues have the structures and the financial stability to be able to weather any sort of storm, you know, so this kind of thing doesn't happen. Because what we don't want to do is to deter other teams from considering to actually join, you know, whether it's through the championship and work their way up. We don't want to, you know, make them disinterested, but we need to make sure that the foundations are there so that they are able to cope, you know, when situations like these arise. But yeah, really, really sad for the game from my point of view.
But let's put on a positive hat. It's coming back August the 2nd. Just going to build on that just super quick with you. But again, just putting on that impetus for the sport. The World Cup is going to be on our shores in 2021. That is, of course, a time where everybody involved in the sport of rugby league, ambassadors like yourself, can really kind of use this to showcase it, to benefit people and make them aware of just the athleticism and the kind of just unique quality of the wonderful game of rugby league. It's going to be exciting times, isn't it?
Oh, no, absolutely. Listen, excited the game's back, you know, in less than a week now, give or take. So, you know, pick up from where we left off. And I think we're going to see a lot of exciting football as well. I think, you know, players have, you know, they want to play, you know, regardless of the circumstances. You just want to be out there on the pitch, showing off your skills. So I'm expecting a lot of really tough, tight games, you know, when we get back in. And then obviously we've got a huge occasion once again when we, when we host the World Cup in 2021, you know. So listen, it's everything for me, given where we've come from and where we're headed. I think it all speaks volumes for the fact that the government has supported, but the clubs have also shown a willingness to make sure the game not only survives, but then thrives afterwards. So I think the fact that, you know, we've got a World Cup soon afterwards is going to boost revenues for the game again. And then hopefully by come 2022 and so on, we'll be in a much stronger position and be able to sort of push the game on even more. So look, a lot to look forward to, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all hopefully going to filter down, right down to grassroots, because it's, of course, as you know, Simba, from the grassroots, when it works the other way, the kind of synergy of life, that it filters up to the superstar level. That's why we love sport. Absolutely. And it's why we love to talk to you as the daddy of the Centurions. The Centurions, as we remind everybody, are now cup winners, so close to a League Cup double. If you want to learn from this winning culture, have some fun, because there is all age ranges, right up to Biggest Mickus, a regular Verum Sport Twitter fan, looking after the granddaddies, so to speak. Honestly, if you're any age, dust off those boots, you're in safe hands with Biggest Mickus. But if you want to get involved with the Saints, you're in a great place. Simba, How can we do just that? What's the best way to engage with you?
Brilliant. Thanks a lot again, Tony. Website, www.stalbancenturions.co.uk. Do check out the website. But not only that, as Tony has just referenced there, we take on everyone. We've got juniors all the way through to masters. So it doesn't matter what your ability is, what age you are, there's going to be a team there for you, the Centurions, for you to participate. Whether even if you just want to train or you want to get a bit more competitive, we don't really mind. All we want to do is get people playing the game, understanding the game, and, you know, grow a passion that we have for it as well. So that website again, www.stalbancenturions.co.uk. Do check it out.
Absolutely. I really urge you to do just that. Simba, I'm so grateful. It's always a supreme pleasure to enjoy your company. Enjoy Zimbabwe. Love that we're going international. Have yourself a great rest of your time there out in that wonderful country. I look forward to picking things up with you, to following the fate of the Centurions as they look to build on what was a truly epic, epic season last time out. Again, much appreciation. Take good care, Simba. All the best.